Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. It's been a while since I've recorded, and it was necessary for me to take some time to delve inwards, to learn some things about myself and adjust to different situations in life. But as always, when we turn inwards, when we look within, there's so much that we can share outwardly. And I'm so excited to be able to share more with you guys now. One of the things that I gained while in my time away has been dealing with pain, loss, and grief in more healthy, positive ways. And there's some things that I thought about when I addressed these emotions, these thoughts, pain, loss, and grief. Do you ever wonder why we don't have to think about when we feel happy, when we feel joy? You don't sit and think, wow, how do I feel this? Why am I joyful? Most don't do that anyway. We just feel it. We just feel happy. We just are joyful. We just are in it. We may acknowledge the fact that we are. And then we go on about our days, but there's no over thought into it. And then I thought, what if we could simply apply this same method that we don't even know we are using to negative emotions? Most of us aren't trained in how to deal with negative emotions. And oftentimes we are told to just get over it. But when has that worked for you? Because it has never worked for me. Get over it. Get over it to me is an ignorant statement. It takes no account of the person's feelings, and to me is a total disregard of them. The last thing someone wants to hear when they're in pain, loss, or grief is to get over it. We want to be acknowledged for how we feel. We want to be validated, for people to understand us, that getting over it takes away from all that. But when we are able to feel, think about, acknowledge, and accept our negative emotions, we are able to get through them. If we were trained and habitually our bodies and minds knew that when a negative emotion presented itself to us, that we would acknowledge that thought or feeling, allow ourselves to feel the feelings, accept that it's happening, give it its time and move on, do you think it'd have the same impact? Probably not. But so when people tell us to get over it, we need to start thinking about getting through. But why do we need to? How can we? Let's delve into that a little further. negativity is draining. It never feels good. It takes precious time away from productivity. It affects us physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then it affects everyone we deal with, everything we touch. What happens when we feel negative emotions like pain, loss, and grief? Well, you start getting overloaded. You get overloaded with thoughts, images, scenarios, what ifs. You start experiencing waves of sadness, anxiety, maybe yearning for what was, wishing for what could be. I mean, the list goes on and on. When I am stressed, I tend to have tunnel vision, which I'm still learning how to deal with. But sometimes when it's pretty bad, I do have tunnel vision. Like, all I see is that. And I have to take myself out of it. But it feels horrible. You don't want to do certain things. You don't maybe want to talk to certain people or anyone for that matter. You may just want to lay in the bed and sleep. And if all that emotional and mental turmoil isn't enough, our physical bodies feel effects as well. Like what? Well, insomnia, inability to sleep. When you do sleep, you may be awakened by panic. You may not want to eat, so you lose your appetite, so then you lose weight. Unintended, of course. You may have more headaches and just more generalized aches and pains. And then to top it all off, these lead to bigger problems like high blood pressure, hypertension, which can lead to heart attacks and strokes. All a recipe for a beautiful disaster. So you can see why it's so important that we learn how to address these feelings and learn to cope with them in healthy ways. Because these feelings, thoughts, and reactions that our bodies are feeling will not get better unless we learn how to deal with them, which, like I said, is not something most of us have been taught, but that doesn't mean we can't learn now. As I mentioned earlier, there is a process that can help us deal more positively with negative emotions. Not getting over it, but getting through it by acknowledging what we're feeling, acknowledging the thought, feeling it, allowing our bodies to feel the pain, the loss, the grief, if that involves crying, if that involves sitting alone and just being in our own thoughts, just allowing ourselves to feel those emotions and thoughts can be so beneficial. And then accepting what is presently, where we are presently. And then giving ourselves time with that feeling or thought. Sometimes people even devote a certain amount of time each day for it, so that they know when it comes, that's when they're going to think about it, that's when they're going to feel it, but they're not going to allow it to overtake the rest of their lives, the rest of their days, and then move on. It will come back. We will feel it again. We'll think about it again. But the point is that we don't allow it to control us, but we control it. And that's not an easy task. It's very difficult to control your thoughts and emotions sometimes, especially when there are triggers that provoke certain thoughts and feelings. Identifying those triggers can also benefit us. If we know that certain places, situations, people evoke feelings of negativity and such, then it might be best to not put ourselves in those situations or around those people, at least for a time, just until we gain a better harnessing of how to deal and cope with those emotions. Other things that we can do, which have helped me tremendously, is exercise. Exercise is not something we always want to do, that's for sure. I do not walk around and think, oh, I can't wait to go to the gym today. Actually, I have thought that once or twice. But generally, no, I'm not like all gung-ho about going to the gym. But something I tell everyone that asks me about why I go is this. I have never left the gym and thought I shouldn't have went today. Never. I always leave feeling better and eventually looking better as well. So the benefits are more than just one. We release endorphins, which are positive feeling emotions, when we work out. And so these are really beneficial to dealing with stress. Eating well is so important, because what we take in is what we put out. And so maintaining a healthy diet is really a good way to deal with negative emotions. What I have found that sometimes for me, going on a juice fast has helped me a lot. There's a 3-day juice fast that I've done periodically when I know my body needed it. And I know my mind needed that calm, that slow down. And the effects of it are seen physically as well as mentally and emotionally, because I'm not thinking so much about, or my body's not using its energy to digest food as much, but I'm still getting the nutrients and boost I need just for that short time period. But eating healthy as a lifestyle is what's going to help us cope better when these things present themselves to us. Obviously, getting more sleep is going to help, because that's how our bodies recharge, like a battery. But it's not just more of it, it's the quality of it. So maybe doing things that promote a restful sleep, maybe a sleep meditation or a warm bath or relaxing music, maybe some lavender in the air. These kind of things help relax our minds and bodies and prepare us to get a better sleep. Delving into a creative pursuit that we maybe have put off or never got to do, that can put some excitement back into our lives, give us that passion and vigor that maybe we've lost. Taking up a hobby that we find enjoyable, that can also help us deal with the negative feelings that we have going on. And then one that I really need to work on is reaching out to friends and family for support. I don't like to ask for help. I have trained myself to do things for myself, and that includes dealing with things emotionally and mentally, even physically. I'm very, very independent, and I don't like to burden people, but I also feel I can do it myself. And this can be good in some ways, because it does promote independence and self-sufficiency, but also sometimes we need others to help us find our ways, or help just understand us, just listen sometimes, and maybe not even offer a solution, because I don't know about you, but I don't really want people to tell me what to do. For me, it's just the fact that they're there, that they listen, that they acknowledge that you're feeling some kind of way, and that's it. You can move on. So these kind of things have helped me, and I hope that they help you to not get over, but to get through. I hope everyone has a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day, and thank you for tuning in to Dreamcasts.